Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette, brought to you by
your favourite blonde brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hey, everyone.
Happy Monday.
That was really cheerful.
Thank you. I'm feeling cheerful.
Brightening everyone's day. Welcome. Happy Monday.
It felt a bit like a young
TV presenter.
Mr. Tumble.
Yeah, I was getting Mr. Tumble, maybe Justin.
You know, Justin.
Justin Energy.
Justin Foley.
His name's Justin Fletcher.
Quite similar to your name.
Some would differ.
Some would differ. I can't believe Justin Foley, you've got the same name as him.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he's the only celeb with the same surname as me. Well, he's not a real person.
Anyways. Welcome back to Everybody to Brunette.
Your favourite
podcast.
You've had a lovely week.
Hope it's been bright and cheerful.
Can I just say, I'm really proud of how consistent we've been. We've not missed a week.
I don't think we could miss a week.
I think there's too much pressure.
Because
apparently if you miss a week of a podcast, everyone just doesn't care anymore.
Who said that?
Georgie.
Georgie starting rumours.
But it's kind of true. Like, if someone misses a week, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to bother then.
Yeah, but then do people with podcasts go on, like, seasons?
Some people do seasons.
Because surely, like, for instance, Free and Chintzy have been doing it for, like, 3 years. You're telling me they've done every single Wednesday?
Yeah, I think they have.
For 3 years?
I think they have.
Nah. I feel like people do seasons and they usually don't come back.
Yeah, they say, oh, we're taking a quick break,
back with season two, and then it's like a year later.
Season two never comes.
Season two, and then people forget
about the podcast.
Yeah, that's actually so true.
So.
Not happening here.
No, we're literally going to be consistent.
We're so, like, consistent.
The thing is, with a podcast, we're flaky with YouTube, we're flaky with TikTok, but with the podcast.
We're consistent.
But the thing is, we can do a podcast from absolutely anywhere. All we need is this little baby right here. You. This little mic.
You. I'm so excited for the next season of You to come out.
When is it coming
out? Side note, they were filming it in London.
London and Paris.
Penn, is he with British? Penn?
No.
We loved it then.
Yeah, he loved being in the city, London town.
Anytime I see a celebrity in London, I a little bit of shit.
I get so excited because I'm like, you're in my hometown.
How much did you like it? Did you love it? Did you hate it?
Tell me about it. Where'd you go? What'd you see?
And I get really pissed off if, like, I didn't see them. I'm like, you're in London.
I feel like we've never seen a celeb in London before.
I have.
What? Bill Nighy.
Twice, guys. Twice. I've met Bill Nighy.
He must just always be in London. He lives in Mayfair.
Guys, I met him when I was 12 and then I met him now when I'm 19. What a growth. And
he should have shown him the picture.
I did. I tried to and I couldn't get up in time.
Was he really fast? Was he like, okay, bye?
The funny thing is, right, so I was with my mum. We saw Bill Nighy. He was on the phone. We hid behind a wall. And then he saw us, ended his phone call,
saw
and came
you
over.
Hiding, but, oh, that's nice, because he could have just walked off.
He literally ended it. I think
he was like, oh, not this again.
Sake, there's some girls hiding behind a wall. Give me a sec. He's such a ledge.
It's hilarious.
That's the only celebrity I've ever met in London, though. It's Bill Nighy.
Maybe he thought you were trying to listen to his conversation.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it was some top secret
Maybe it was
shit.
A secret conversation. He was like, I can't have them hear this.
Maybe he's doing About Time 2. That's my favourite film with him in it, About Time. You've watched it?
I haven't. Hold on. Is Bill Nighy the Irish one? Or is he the guy that sings, I feel it in my fingers?
Yeah.
He sings, okay.
I feel it in my toes.
Love is all around me.
When I met him when I was 12, my mum told him I loved Love Actually. And he was like, that's not appropriate for her to be watching. Because he's like a sexy character.
Did he say that in a serious way?
No, he was laughing. He was like, well, that's not appropriate for her.
Oh, was he?
And my mum was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because he literally writes,
he's
like,
got a cool light.
Doesn't he literally write dick on?
Yeah, and he's like, it talks about drugs.
Kim Kardashian. Did he talk about Paris Hilton or Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, best shag you ever had.
Or Britney Spears.
Yeah, Britney Spears. Britney Spears. And he's like joking, she was shit. He's so funny, guys. I think it's a universal experience. Every British person has watched Love Actually.
Oh my God, but even Americans like it.
Yeah, well, that's our thing.
I think it's the only good British film.
Hold on.
I take that back. Wait, what other? Give me some other British films.
About Time. Actually, it has Rachel McAdams in it. That is American, but everyone else is British. Time? Oh my God.
Is it a similar kind of?
The ginger one, he can like travel back in time and he dates to Rachel and his dad is Bill Nighy.
And who's the main one?
He's this ginger man. I don't know who he is. I've never met him.
Oh. I don't know him.
But it's got Rachel McAdams and...
Oh, I want to watch that.
What other British films are there? Hold on a minute. They can't just be Love Actually.
Or Hugh Grant. Oh, my God. Notting Hill.
Notting Hill, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
No, there's some other really good British films.
There's another one as well with Hugh Grant, Four Weddings and a Funeral.
I don't like that film.
But it's kind of American.
Anything with Hugh Grant.
Well, Love Actually. He's in Love Actually.
Yes, I mean, I think with Hugh Grant's really good.
I thought you were going anything with Hugh Grant.
No, he's really good. Bridget Jones.
Yes, even though she's not actually British.
She does such a good accent, though.
I think she plays that so well.
Love Actually, Bridget Jones' Diary, right? Paddington. If you like Paddington, I'm not sure about you.
Come on, there's got to be more.
Guys, come on.
Why are you guys not applying? I do get British vibes from Mamma Mia.
I was going to say Mamma Mia, but I knew I was going to get hated on.
No, because
on.
I think because Pierce
it's
is...
It's not American.
Oh, no, Pierce is Irish.
Harry, though.
Harry's British. So's Rosie. So... And so's Skye. And then her friends are British.
That actually doesn't make any sense why there's Americans and British.
I do kind of just get British vibes. You know, in the actual musical, they're Australian. The characters were originally meant to be Australian.
Yeah, I saw the musical... And Bill's Australian. Bill's like an Australian backpacker.
Oh.
Yeah, he's really hot.
Wait, Bill? Yeah. Which means Sky?
No, Bill. Bill's an Australian
he's
backpacker.
He's not Swedish?
No, he's Australian.
Oh, that's random.
And he's like really hot. He's like the hottest one.
Oh.
And Sky is like a loser. But that's the same in the film. Same in the film.
No, but I feel like there's no specific reason why I should hate Sky, but I just do.
We should start like a Sky hate club. We should start an Instagram.
Even when I was younger, I used to, when we would reenact Mamma Mia,
I'd be like, for fuck's sake, don't.
I would
Sky.
Always want to play Donna so that I could get with Sam.
Yeah. No one wanted Sky.
No, I would want to play Sophie.
No, I'd want to play Sophie, but I just wouldn't want Sky.
No, I used to want to play Donna.
Donna!
Donna!
The laugh is so at the party.
Sleep all day and whoop all night.
Sorry, guys, I might have hurt your ears a bit there. I just saw my sound thing go to the
roof. I bust the mic.
Just trying to raise the roof, sorry.
So I think the reason why I don't really like Sky is because he reminds me of... who's the one? What did we name?
The Australians.
What did we name the other... Not Gary, the other one.
This is really
annoying me now.
But you guys know, the Australian episode, our first ever episode... Guys, can I just say, so we went back to Barcelona a couple of weeks ago and we were so scared of seeing the Australians.
We were literally pooing ourselves. I feel like big bridges have really been made between you and...
No, but who?
Giles. Yeah. Bridges have been definitely made between Giles.
Yeah, me and Giles are
They always
again,
Snapchat
guys.
Each other.
But I just want to go back to the Australian. I did like a photo dump on my private Instagram in Barcelona and he liked it.
Probably because there was knickers involved.
Oh, that makes it sound a bit odd. Explain yourself.
Oh, okay, yeah. So basically, Grace just took a picture of
someone.
We all bought matching knickers.
That said, I heart Barcelona.
Yeah, and she just posted a picture of the knicker, not like a nude.
No, it was just of the knicker.
Yeah, so.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah, that's what
Me likes. Me likes.
I heart Barcelona too.
me likes the look
well,
of this.
Well, he probably just liked it because you were there and like...
It's funny.
He probably just found it funny that like...
He like, never likes my pictures and he liked that one.
Because there was none involved.
Yeah. When there's... No. When we were in Barcelona, we taught this Swedish man how to...
We taught him the word nin.
He has a group chat with these English girls and he sent on the group chat, send me nin. That's so bad that we made him do that.
How bad is that? But we even told him what nin meant and he still did it.
Sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, so.
Today's episode is all about our little.
Three trips.
City break.
We like to call it our.
Motherfucking city girls.
We like to call it our Europe bender. Actually, have we ever called it that?
That was a new name.
Our 3 week bender.
It really was though.
Because we literally would get home, have 2 days and go again.
We would go from Thursday to Monday. And then we'd have Tuesday, Wednesday at home, then go again on Thursday.
I mean, in reality, we probably should have just not come home.
Grace, that would have been so intense.
No, because we could have done it with the suitcase and we could have just not come home. But we came home in between all of them. So we did Amsterdam.
No.
What was first?
Sweden.
Stockholm. Oh,
Stockholm,
really
Sweden.
Stockholm.
We're going to go into each one of them. But we did Stockholm, Sweden.
Yeah, each one could have a segment.
Then went to Amsterdam. And then we went to...
Copenhagen.
Whoa. Three quite random locations, actually. A lot of people are like, why?
Yeah, like, why would you choose that? But like,
let us
we want to see every city. Yeah, let us be fun.
Let us be fun and free.
Let us meet hot Swedish boys.
Girl. So in the next bit, we're going to be talking all about Stockholm, our first location. Okay, guys, so we're back and we're talking all about Stockholm.
So...
Why do we pick Stockholm?
We pick Stockholm because Matilda Jeff lives there. Hot boys. We love ABBA and we wanted to go to the ABBA Museum.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of my favourite Instagram bloggers are from Stockholm.
And it's like a universal.
They just make it look so cool and yeah. They go to all these lovely restaurants and bars. And I just thought it looked really nice. So I was like, great, should we go to Stockholm? See a new city.
And I was like, I actually don't want to go.
See a new lease of life.
Jokes.
Grace is like, I actually had to.
I was
to,
like, no. Guys, our fucking. We have like, if you guys don't watch our YouTube, which you should, or our TikTok, we have this big sign behind us and it's crumbling down on me.
So
I'm
going
to have to just.
To
give me a minute.
Okay.
We're back,
booze. So, Stockholm, basically, we just thought it looked like a really cool city and we wanted to visit. And we were like, it's our gap year. We don't want to just go to like regular places. We want to be cool and fun and go to new places and new cities. So we picked Stockholm. And
it was one of my favourite trips out
of
the three.
You know what? Out of everywhere, I actually probably want to most go back to Stockholm.
We missed it.
Like I'm
we
like,
came home, we were like, fuck, we missed that.
Like at the time.
We missed that place.
I'm like home. I actually really, can we actually go back? I'm
yeah.
just on a serious. Out of all three of them, would you say Stockholm's the one you want to go back to the most?
Yeah. It's just, which is weird, because when we were in Amsterdam, we were like, this is the one we love the most. Grace like was literally like, we have to move here.
I did love Amsterdam, but like, I just
But you literally put your whole budget into it. You know, the whole September we're going to Amsterdam. I was like, oh, okay.
No, now I'm back.
Now we're back.
I'm like, I'd do a month in Stockholm.
Yeah, now we're back. We actually prefer Stockholm.
Yeah, like now I've let it simmer.
We always say this. It's not about how you feel when you're there. It's when you come home what you miss the most.
Yes, I think so as well.
Yeah, that's what we always say.
And also, like,
if you really love somewhere.
I just think about the buffet breakfast.
Oh my God. We stayed at the Sparrow Hotel.
Oh my God. It was the nicest hotel we've ever stayed in.
Pink room.
It was beautiful.
French breakfast buffet, all French themed.
French themed. I think I just want to go back.
Same.
Do you want to go back?
Soon.
September.
We need to do Paris as well.
I want to go back to Milan as well.
Oh, we've got too much to do, haven't we? Fuck.
Fuck sake.
Anyways, so Stockholm is actually really, really small. It's actually like it's kind of like a village vibes, which we loved because we're just small town girls.
I loved how like you could walk to everything. I loved like all of
no
the
Ubers.
Lovely shops. No Ubers. You just walk from
really
A to
nice
B.
Clothing shops. Like very like.
Don't get me wrong, you don't need more than a weekend there. Like,
no,
if
it's
you just
so
go
small.
Do the ABBA Museum, go to some cool bars and restaurants and cafes. There's so many nice cafes.
We struggled to like decide.
We struggled to decide which one to choose because there were so many nice ones. And the food was the way they would like present it and the way it tasted was just amazing. They must have put something in it, like it just tasted amazing.
It's like our favorite. What restaurants would you love the most? I like the outdoors one.
Yes, Grew's. Such a good night.
Such a nice waiter, such nice food and a chill vibe.
Good grub, good company, good vibe. It's making me hungry.
Tummy's rumbling at the thought of that.
No, but you know what's really weird? We actually, sorry to keep talking about food, we actually had nettle gnocchi.
And it was the best thing I've ever put in my mouth. It was made of stinging
nettles.
I think it's my favourite dish I've ever eaten. Grace,
that chocolate cake.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, it's a really touchy subject because Grace actually ate none of the chocolate cake. Because there was something
wrong with my stomach on that trip. I just constantly, didn't I?
Like she wanted to eat the chocolate cake, but she couldn't.
Guys, I have digestive issues.
No, but it was the best. I'm just going to say it was the best chocolate
cake. I couldn't
cake
eat it because I literally.
Guys, you don't understand. Nothing stays in my stomach these days.
It was the best chocolate cake of all time.
Where else did we go that was good? Restaurants?
Any cafes? Like,
I mean, any cafes are just incredible.
I mean, I'd say the hotel was like a highlight.
The Sparrow Hotel, please stay there and request a pink room.
What about the place with the meatballs?
Opposite Celine.
Yes, that was nice.
So you had a view of like all the, there's a really nice designer bit, had a view of that. There was really, really cool bars. There was one near the Sparrow Hotel. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like jungle themed. Really just like a really cool place.
I think we really...
Really good clubs as well.
Yeah. Oh my God, the clubs are amazing.
We can't pronounce them.
So okay, there's one called Schwambacavillian or something like that.
Grace, that actually sounded like quite a good pronunciation. You might have just hit
it. It was pronounced really weirdly. Like,
what was the one, Grace, that we could pronounce?
Burns was so cool. It was so glamorous, but it was really weird. Most of them were like 25 over. There was one club, right?
That's literally just a club for celebrities.
No, but they wouldn't let you go if you weren't over 25. But like, what 25-year-olds want to go clubbing, really?
But then we asked loads of Swedish people, and they basically said it's like a club for famous people. Like, not everyone's allowed in.
I think you like have to be on the guest list. You can't just like turn up at the door, I think.
Another thing we noticed is it's a very different culture. We thought, you know, the Stockholm boys were going to like meet loads of people. They're going to be really outgoing. Guys, they're very quiet.
No.
And it's we had a couple of
experiences that were like, okay, these people just, they don't want to speak to us. Like they actually, because we... Basically, we were sat on a table at this bar and then it turned into a club. This is so funny.
This is so
like, embarrassing. We really noticed it and like we would try and be sociable and it would just get thrown in our face. So,
as usual.
So basically, we were at this bar and we actually had a little table because we'd been there early. And then these guys came over and they kind of just like started leaning on a table and put their drink on it. And it was like a bit too intimate. So, like, it was very intimate. Because they were like literally like across the table from us and like they were just there. And like we thought they wanted us to speak to them, so we just went. Grace went hi, like that, and then they went. They looked at each other.
They
went
put
like
their
this,
arms up.
Like went like
you
this.
Do when the police catch you.
And then they walked off and pulled a face.
Weird.
We were like, oh
no, but we also
start a conversation.
We actually had some friends there that we met from Paris, and we met them. We were like, is it us or is it like? And he was like, no, that's just the culture. Like,
no
boys,
anyone.
Unless it's your friendship group you went to high school with, you just don't socialise. And we're like, that's so fucking weird. Like, so
like they
weird.
They don't speak to anyone. Like, they don't speak to each other. But they were sociable. Like,
because they had gone on a gap year. That's the difference.
Do you think? They were living in different places.
They both went to Paris for like a month or something. Whereas all these people, like, it gives the same vibes as if, you know, like people that like grow up in their village and never leave.
Yes, like clicky.
They're so antisocial.
It's like, say, if we went out in Essex, like,
yeah.
And there was
everyone
a new
knows
person,
everyone.
A new group of people.
You don't speak to anyone else.
But then I also do think, like, in where we go out, like in London, a boy, like,
yeah,
you
boys
always
come up
talk
to
people.
Even like girls, you'd be like, oh, hi. It wasn't like that. And the other thing, they're aggressive as fuck in the clubs.
The girls.
Guys, so like,
they
got knocked out. I nearly punched a girl. It's just like, it was so weird. Like, instead of just being like, oh, excuse me, they'd literally throw
they
you on
would
the floor.
No, but it wouldn't even just be like they'd kind of shove past you.
They would
literally
throw
go,
you.
Like, they would go and try and knock you over. Like, I nearly fell over, like, 12 times from these girls
a
pushing girl me out the way.
A girl had her elbow out and tried to knock me out of my head.
Yeah, she was just trying to edge her elbow into Grace.
It's so weird, guys.
And then we kind of made friends in the club with this group of boys. Like, obviously, we just met them that night. It's so funny. obviously we just met them at night. We didn't really know them.
So weird.
And then we were just talking to him and like dancing with them. And then one of their friends goes like, oh, do you know him? Like, do you know him? We go, oh no, like we just met him tonight. His face.
It was like we'd killed someone. Mom.
His face was like, he looked around and then they were like, boys, let's go. And they just left.
Why?
What have we done? Like, how are you going to get to know more people if you just don't?
They don't want to get to know anyone. They're happy in their weird little group.
So I just think, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way they are. Maybe it's just the clubs we went to.
We also had like the most iconic nights.
We just had so much fun.
Because we knew these people from Paris. Like, we went around their houses.
Yeah, that was fun.
We got back at like 5 a.m. and it was light.
Yeah, we went to the people we knew from Paris.
We were like, do we just go to a breakfast buffet?
Yeah, it was literally bright. We had like no sleep.
Club, never club. But yeah, we love Stockholm.
We had so much fun. Highly we would go recommend. Back. I want to try out some different clubs and...
Yeah, the ABBA Museum was incredible.
There's more cafes we didn't go to as well. Yeah. Like,
do the ABBA Museum, go clubbing. It's a really, really good time. But I would say go for a weekend.
Same.
Go though.
How good was the department store?
Yes.
The massive like Selfridges place.
I'm gonna keep forgetting.
I really want to go back. Like out of everywhere, like... Well, obviously Amalfi Coast as well, but I really want to go back to Stockholm.
Yeah, I'd say out of the three we're talking about today, it's my number one.
Same.
So in the next bit, we're going to be talking about Dam.
Dam, Dam, Dam.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay.
So we're now talking about Amsterdam, a very different city. Like,
what a city.
Probably couldn't be more different. What did you make of Amsterdam?
Guys, it's just crazy. It's a very sexual city.
I think it definitely has a more masculine energy.
It's the controversial city.
It's like the opposite of Paris. It's like,
yeah.
Paris is all pretty and like...
No, but feminine. Amsterdam is stunning.
I know, Amsterdam is very stunning.
But
there's
a lot of like... But it just lad holidays.
Oh, it was so laddie, wasn't it?
Yeah, but like it's just a very sexual place. They have sex shops. They also have the red light district, which that opened our eyes. We did not like.
It was kind of shocking.
I obviously knew what the red light district was, but I didn't expect it to be that open. Like, we literally just accidentally stumbled across.
Yeah, like
it.
Seeing people like ready, like literally was, ready to sell.
We never
like,
went in the daytime. We only have, sorry, the night time. So it was like
we were too scared because we were like, imagine the sort of people like the like pervy the men that are walking there. Along.
But it's just so crazy. Like that's still legal. It's nuts. And obviously that we have all the weed shops as well. Like it's just very, very different to everywhere we've ever been.
Do you know what I didn't expect about Amsterdam and how big it was?
It was huge.
I think we were staying in a really... Not even random, like it was near thing.
Basically, when our Uber driver dropped us at our hotel, they were like, you're staying in the poshest bit of Amsterdam. We were like, what
does
that mean?
So I think we were staying in the Chelsea
of
Amsterdam.
We were staying in the Chelsea bit of Amsterdam. When I tell you, it was amazing.
It was so lovely, but like, it wasn't near any of the, it wasn't near anything.
No, but we were like, we could live here, couldn't we?
It was, that's what made me love it.
Same, was that it was like New York. That's what we felt.
That's
we
what made
New
me
York.
Love it. I was like, I can so imagine us walking around here, going and getting our Joe the Juice.
Yes.
like going for a workout, getting Joe in the like juice.
The lunches.
It was so glamorous.
It was so glamorous. And then
really glad we stayed in that part.
And then you had the actual of Amsterdam, which was like a lot the rivers. More like rough and ready lads holiday. So it's like two different types of Amsterdam.
Yeah. And we had fun. Like we went clubbing and.
What clubs? I can't remember what they're
called. We do two different clubs.
Yeah.
We didn't know we did the same.
No, we went to that really weird one.
Oh.
What was the really good one that we got the pictures? Spy Club.
If
you guys go on our Instagrams, you'll find on our highlights.
I think it could have been Spy Club.
I think it could have been Spy Club. The clubs are really good. We went to some really... Oh my God, where's the dinner? We had all the hot people.
Seppies.
Guys, we went to this restaurant. Every single
waiter was beautiful. And like...
It was obviously a requirement to work there.
I like wish we kind of made our move on one of them.
It was so...
They were cool. Just...
Everyone was hot. The food was incredible. The atmosphere was amazing.
We loved that place.
I loved the restaurant.
I think I actually think, yeah, that's what made me want to... Like, now I'm talking about it. I'm like, oh, we actually did have a really good time.
When we were there, guys, Grace was like, we are moving here in September.
But then now I look back and I'm like, I prefer Stockholm. So I was like, I'm going there even if I have to drag you.
I know. She was actually like, and I just wouldn't say anything. She's like, we are going there in September.
Yeah, Grace was like, no way.
Was that okay? Like, I really liked it, but I wouldn't want to go there for a month.
No.
Personally, but Amsterdam was really, really cool. Like, definitely go there.
Everyone would ride around on bikes and like,
oh my God, beware of the bike lane.
Oh my God, they're vicious. But like, it was just such a cool place. Everyone was cool. Like, everyone was chilled.
A lot of students as well, which made it really fun.
I get like studenty vibes. But what didn't you like about Amsterdam?
Because weed is legal, there's a lot of potheads there.
Mm.
Which I didn't like, and I'm not into like, drugs.
I didn't really like as much the bit with the on the water. I thought that felt like
seedy,
a bit seedy. And then I felt like the bit we were staying in was a lot nicer. Like,
yeah,
I felt like it was just very, very busy. Like, it was very full on Amsterdam. I thought there wasn't much.
It was
quietness.
Very busy. Nice shops though. It was actually a really, really nice place, but again, only for a weekend.
It was hectic, I think. That's how I'd describe it.
But like,
it was fun.
But so much fun.
But I think it would be so fun to go with like a group of girls. Like, if you're gonna like do it with a massive group.
Yeah. Well, that's what there were so many like massive groups of men.
But we always make the fun just us two.
Because that's where you have the most fun.
Just the two of us.
So that was Amsterdam. What would you rate out of 10?
I would... Oh, we didn't rate Stockholm though.
Well, what would you rate Stockholm?
We're literally thinking Stockholm's like the god of all gods.
I know.
So I think I would rate Stockholm...
Don't leave us in suspense.
I think I'm going to rate Stockholm a 9 out of 10. Just actually an 8.
I'm going to rate an 8.
1 point gets deducted because like I don't feel like the people that are sociable...
Yeah.
But then we're not that sociable either.
No, but they're a different level.
And then the second point is that it's very small.
Yeah, that was exactly mine.
Amsterdam,
exactly. Exactly mine.
I think Amsterdam, I'm going to rate 7.
Mm-hmm.
Because 3 points deducted by how hectic it was. I did actually find it quite overwhelmingly big.
Yeah, same.
But like it wasn't big in the sense... Like, you can walk everywhere. It was a bit awkward.
And it was a bit too touristy for me.
Yeah, same. So maybe 6.
6.5, I'll give it up to
you. Okay.
And then the next bit
is Copenhagen. Back, boo, and we're here to talk about Copenhagen, which, again, is another quite random one. I feel like
I think that was the one that everyone was like, why are you going to Copenhagen?
Yeah, why are you in Copenhagen? But we had such a nice time. Very
we were
similar
just
to Stockholm.
Full of lols.
We had so much fun, didn't we?
Full of LOL.
Laugh out loud.
We had such a good time there, guys. You don't even understand.
And I think at the time we were like, we prefer this to Stockholm. But now I look back, I do prefer Stockholm.
Same. But Copenhagen is a lot bigger. There's a lot more going on than Stockholm, I'd say. Like, there's more shops, there's more restaurants, there's more clubs.
I think the style is different, the way people dress. I think more like... cool in Copenhagen and then more like
Matilda Jeff in Sweden.
Yeah,
I think Copenhagen is so sick though. I can't remember the clubs you went to though.
We went to one, the same one. Boring.
What was it?
Both nights. I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was.
I actually don't have a clue. It had a disco ball in the middle. That's all I know. Museo, that's it.
I have no recollection.
It was called Museo. Defo.
For some reason, I don't remember a lot of Copenhagen. I think because we were both so shattered from the previous two locations, weren't we?
I don't know, I do remember having nice food. I just remember us eating loads. I don't
remember anything.
I just remember us going for food loads of times.
My God, guys, the breakfast was insane. Like, the typical breakfast in Copenhagen was like one egg and one little bit of the tiniest toast you've ever seen.
The food was so cool. Like, it was so different.
It was, yeah, very different to anywhere we've been, for sure. I'm really trying to think about Copenhagen.
We basically just ate, went to a club and came home.
Okay, guys, we've just checked our highlights because we actually can't remember anything. A really nice dinner we had was at Esme's.
Oh, that I was would lovely. Highly
recommend going
it's
there.
It's the most glamorous restaurant.
And the food was incredible. Like, the food was amazing.
And you know what's really weird? Basically, I've followed this girl on Instagram for years. For years and years and years. And she's... You would have seen her on Pinterest. She's
with her boyfriend.
With her boyfriend. They're both really good looking. And they're like, they take pictures of Pinterest all the time. And I saw her sat outside.
With her boyfriend.
With her boyfriend. And I didn't want to go up to her. Like, I just thought it was a bit awkward.
You're like, should I go up to say I love your stuff?
Yeah, I could like, just no. say I like your shirt because she had a really nice shirt on. And Grace was like, that's a bit awkward.
Yeah, I was like, don't go up to her and be like, hi, I love your shirt.
She's having dinner. And then on Instagram, she did a post like the next day and she was like, oh, I've just got engaged. And that was their engagement dinner.
Because we were like, they're very lovey.
Yeah, that was, they'd got engaged that night and they were like holding hands. How cute is that?
Super cute.
So that was, we saw them on their engagement and I followed her for years. So I was really happy. Yeah. So I was really happy about that. But I was like, what are the chances? Like, well, she's from Copenhagen. But
so the chances were actually quite high.
Yeah, the chances are high. But like, it was a random Thursday.
Guys, it was just such good food. The breakfast place is incredible.
Go to Apollo Bar for breakfast if you're going.
Really nice.
The pancakes. I think about those pancakes every day.
And you're not even a pancake
They
girl.
Turn, no, but now I am. Now I look at the pancakes in the menu and I'm like, oh, should I get them with berries and syrup? And
the food was so, we, basically we did was eat and then go to Muso. And there's really nice shops.
Yeah, we did.
Really nice shops. We just had really, really good... We always have a good time.
What about the random field we went to? What? That random field we went to. We walked around like dirt tracks to find this fake.
Oh, no, I'm reversing.
No,
right,
this was like a real low point.
So one of our friends, which is from one of the Swedish boys you guys have met in one of the episodes, messaged me and was like, go to this
place.
It
was place. Giles.
Giles was like, go to...
Christiana,
which
everything's
is
legal.
There's no rules apart from murder. So no, I mean you can't do murder. So you can sell drugs, do whatever you want, have sex in a field.
I
want to
look more.
Legal.
I want to look more into it. Like, can you actually just just start having sex on the ground?
Yes,
like,
everything's
is that legal?
You can go nude. It's all legal. It's
surely not.
It was like a social experiment. So it's literally like the tiniest like little thing with
like
walls
think,
up.
Think like a really weird campsite. It's got like a really weird like wooden sign that says Christiania.
Literally like the dodgiest place
it looks so dodgy and we walked there we were like hey.
No so we got dropped like 40 minutes from our hotel turned up at Christiana and walked around we're like where the fuck are we literally the dodgiest place we've ever been
and then
surprised we weren't killed
we were like should we go to a bakery
so we look this really famous bakery online and we're like oh it's only 20 minutes away oh
guys,
my god
we go on an excursion we literally walk through
Dirt tracks.
Farm and I'm like how are we at a farm I felt like I was at like Marsh Farm.
And we literally had to go through like farms and then we turned up at this place and it was like a
the
shed.
Weirdest bakery.
It was like a shed with some like cinnamon buns.
They didn't even have the one we wanted left.
We literally was like,
we left. So we just got an Uber home.
Even funnier, I looked up how to, I was like, should we walk home? It was like, get a ferry. And I was like, yeah. I actually can't, I need to like
we
leave.
Was on an island.
And then somehow an Uber accepted us. Thank God. Thank
I'm dead.
God. Don't go there.
Don't go to Christiania.
Don't go to
Christiania. Unless you're in for a life of
crime.
No, and
then even funnier, I messaged Giles and I was like, that was such a dodgy place. Like, well, I've never been.
Yeah.
Like, for fuck's sake, why are you sending us there then? I was like, why have you sent us the world's dodgiest place? Honestly.
He was like, oh no.
Oh.
Sorry.
Bit late now.
Nearly thanks, got Giles.
These hoes ain't loyal.
I think it was payback for friend zoning him.
Do you know what? Probably. So what would you rate Copenhagen?
I'm going to rate Copenhagen a 7.
Same.
Because
they're all very close.
Yeah, they're very close.
Six, I think four, five, seven, eight.
Probably the most similar to Stockholm, but I thought Stockholm was prettier and I felt safer and I felt like I had a better time in Stockholm. So, yeah.
I agree.
That's why I'd go for Stockholm.
So that was our little like three city break.
3 week bender.
We had the time.
As we like to call it. It was so much fun and
we were shattered.
But I'm quite sad that like they only get one episode each.
One episode together.
Oh yeah, I'm quite sad they don't get one episode each.
I know, but we were only there for a couple of days.
And like no drama really happened. Like,
we didn't date
just,
anyone, anything like that.
We had a little peek on Tinder and it was another level. What about Copenhagen, the Tinder man, the reception?
This is so funny.
Okay, so basically, I found this receptionist quite attractive, but I don't know. I didn't, like, I'm not going to hit on the receptionist.
You just don't need just to, like, go there. It feels
and also,
wrong.
I just didn't get the vibe off him either. Like, I don't know, either he was single or, like, was flirting or whatever. So I go on Tinder and I'm like, Grace, this is the receptionist, and his pictures are like model pictures. Like,
it was hysterical.
I found him attractive anyway, but these pictures were like insane. Like, I was like, oh my God, he looks so hot. So I matched with him on Tinder, and I was like, it was our last day, and we weren't going to see him at the hotel again. So I was like, I'm going to be bold. I was like, do you recognise me? Actually, I could read out our chats. Let me read out our chats. Has he unmatched with me?
Disgustingly rude.
What? He must have deleted it or unmatched with me. That's really harsh.
That's really, really harsh.
So basically, I was just like, do you recognise me? He was like, yeah, of course I do. Yeah, something like that. And then I was like, he was like, you should have spoke to me. I'm not shy. And I was like, you could have spoke to me either. He was like, I'm not allowed to on the job. And I put, did you want to speak to me though? He was like, yeah, of course I have. Fucking look at you.
Ew. So I was like, no, but the funniest thanks. Thing of it all is that his profile was incredible. Like, the pictures he took, like, making him like a model. So you're like, oh, can I have your Instagram? His Instagram.
No, his Instagram's very funky, guys.
Not one.
But like, he doesn't post these model pictures of himself,
it's
which I don't really get.
It's all like weird football things.
But like, he has a picture of himself on there from like when he was like 12.
It's really weird because I thought he was going to be famous on Instagram because of how good his pictures
he's
were.
He's deleted all of the other ones.
Oh, thank God for that. He deleted all his weird football pictures.
Look, he's so hot.
Thank God he spiced up his Instagram because it was so bad before.
He's given it a bit of spice.
Thank God. Well, yeah, that was a bit of fun. I was really like hoping he'd be there when we got back because I thought it'd be really funny for us to see
how
him.
Awkward. He was like, on my shift's ended. So
thank
like,
God.
Oh.
Imagine we'd go pick up our suitcase and he was just there, like, hey. Like, I'd love to have seen how it would have played out.
I think he would just be like, high and like, laugh.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been that deep.
He's not going to be like,
hey, babe, got a cigarette you can spare.
But yeah.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Our next one is the Amalfi Diaries.
You're not ready.
You're not ready.
What happens when we run out of stories?
I was literally thinking that.
Because we're going to run out
soon. We're catching up. We're going to have to just make some bullshit up for you guys. Yeah.
Get someone to come in and write us a story.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure as always.
As always.
And we will see you in our next
podcast
episode.
See you on Monday, guys. Bye.
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 Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.